Hello out there. It's me, Also Cute with Also Cute Crinkle Cast. And today I have a guest. Her name is Baby Malo. Want to say? She is going to be our special friend for today. And we are going to be talking about mental health in the ABDL community. So
yes.
I know it's going to be a really good topic because I think that is something that needs to be talked about, and what a perfect time because March is Mental Health Awareness Month. So what a good topic to be talking about. And so Malo, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Baby Malo. I have really enjoyed being part of the ABDL community. It's been new to me to find the community. It's awesome, but I'm sure, like most people in the community, I've been a little weirdo forever, so it's really nice to have that community and those connections and label, and honestly, finding community has been very, very helpful in healing for me personally.
I love how you mentioned healing, because that is something that is really great. When you do have a community around you, you are able to heal, you're able to move forward. It's able to put you in a place of safety when you have a community. And so I just loved how you put that. So what's up on our docket for communication for today?
All right, well, we are going to mainly focus on, we have a couple of little things here. Going to go over some just kind of general mental health, but I want to talk about mainly how not interacting with our little self and kind of avoiding it, because it's a difficult thing in our society to accept that about ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about how not engaging with that can also be really harmful to us.
Yes. But you know, mental health is, I view life on a spectrum. I don't care, like, whatever we do in life, I always view life on some form of a spectrum. And I have seen for some people who don't interact or try to hide their ABDL lifestyle, or maybe they purge, you know, they, people who have bought things and then they like throw them away. I have seen how it does affect someone mentally, that it is very difficult for them to not function in life, but it's kind of like that scratch you can't get to. And yeah. You know, and if you're unable to partake in that or have a community around you, it can be very detrimental to someone.
Absolutely. And I think when you're talking about purging and separating yourself, so back when I was very young, I had a kind of extreme example of it. I, you know, thought I had to grow up really early, and I went out to the burn barrel and burnt all of my toys and everything as like this big sign of I am an adult now, you know. And I think that, of course, that was definitely an impactful moment for me. Mm-hmm. And when we have those moments and we're pushing ourselves so far away, we have to remember that the reasons we'd be attracted to this lifestyle, even if you only dabble with it, you know, however you approach it, we're attracted to it for reasons. Yeah. And if you just try to push it away fully without digesting those reasons, you're pushing a portion of yourself away.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really function on being a whole person when you're shoving a portion of yourself under the bed or so, you know?
Yes, yes. And you know what? I have talked to so many different people in the lifestyle and various positions in their lives. And I'm always fascinated with talking with different types of people, because you learn something new from everyone. And I was just recently talking to someone who is married, and they were just saying, you know, yeah, I got married, but this is still a part of me, and it's not going anywhere. And And then when I talk to them about that, they're like, I try to find ways to sneak it in, and I try to find ways to, be able to have that moment to myself where I can relax and be able to like connect with my little space. And it's something that's real for people. And where I get sad, and I think where some people can have a mental health breakdown or want to purge, is that there's no positive things out there for this. It's always come down to that it's shameful and you should be ashamed of yourself. You need to go to therapy, you need to be on medication, or you need to just pray it away, or you need to go to church, or you need to do meditation, So there are just so many factors within the outside world that just kind of like shames you to make you feel like you
It's
can't do
extremely,
this.
sorry, yeah, it's extremely isolating. Because especially when you don't have a sense of community, or sometimes you don't connect to your community, or even online, we all have those moments, but when you don't have that connection, it's so isolating. And when the world around you just kind of screams at you like there's something wrong with you, it's harder to connect. And so, you push it away, but that in itself is isolating. You're still not dealing with that portion of yourself and what's drawing that to you. And sometimes people will engage with a thought and then they go on. But for so many of us with this life, you engage and then you grow with it. Like for me, after engaging, I've been able to combine little things with stuff like taking care of myself. I myself have some past stuff. I got some PTSD, and that can make it difficult for my brain to remember to care for my basic needs. Also, I'm a baby, so
That's so cute. You're so adorable.
but like things like I'll forget to drink water and stuff, and sometimes I'll get in that moment. Things like putting water in my favorite baba or sippy cup and drinking that, taking if I don't sleep well, I have problems with that sometimes. And I have a hard time, my big brain, allowing myself to have a nap. But I go, I think it's time for a baby nap. My brain can accept that, So it's helped me with those little basic things of self-care, just normal human life as well.
Self-care is so important, and people who follow me on like my Instagram or my Twitter, I always post things about like self-care. Remember to take care of yourself. I try to post like positive things to like take a moment, stop and reflect and enjoy your life. Because if we don't stop to reflect to enjoy our lives, they can become chaos. And I want to make it, plain that like if you are ABDL, if you do have that a part of you, that doesn't make your life chaotic. You know what I mean? Being an ABDL or any type of that, I don't feel like that makes your life chaotic. What I feel like what could make it chaotic is if you don't have a balance, if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't have good friends around you, if you're in like bad ABDL relationships, I believe that makes it chaotic. But the point of being an ABDL doesn't. And I say that because you could have what they call a quote unquote a status quo relationship. And that can be just as chaotic as having an ABDL relationship. So it all comes down to self-care, self-love, taking care of yourself, and finding out what is important to you and going through that path of what's important to you.
Like we're always talking about relationships, ABDL or otherwise, where you're talking about communication is key. And I mean, that's absolutely true, but you have to communicate with yourself before you can communicate with others, And I think that is something that's very common in the little experience and little and big, the whole approach to age play. It's you have to have those conversations with yourself and those connections yourself to grow, and then be able to have that outward connection as well. So, you know, if you're still having those talks with yourself, ideally that relationship could even be easier sometimes, you know, if you are engaging with communication. But that's the whole deal, is you just have to keep engaging with that communication and growing.
Right.
So, yeah,
Yeah.
but
I want people to know that, like, within this lifestyle, you can grow. And I feel like, I also sometimes feel like amongst other circles, when it comes to, like, other, like maybe, like, other kinks or fetishes, or when it comes to other lifestyles, that a lot of people get the ABDL lifestyle wrong. And I have gone to different platforms where I don't know, people just know me in the community. And so I will get, before COVID, I would get phone calls where someone's like, hey, there's this class happening at a dungeon, and they don't know anything about the ABDL community, but they don't want to isolate the ABDL community. Can you come down and teach them? Because they need to know what the ABDL community is about. And they were like, and we feel like you can educate them. And so I was like, ooh, that should be fun. So I came down, just a short thing. I came down and I talked to them, and I brought, like, different types of toys, and I brought different types of things that we do. And I said, you know what? All ABDLs just don't sit around in a, like, ABDL diaper and drink bottles all day long. I go, some get into role play. I said, some are very, very, very good at role play that could probably, like, teach you guys some lessons. And so, like, I actually, like, brought some other friends with me and showed off their skills in other parts of different lifestyles. And they're like, wow, we didn't know that. And I was like, yeah, like, if you actually get time to get to know an ABDL, you would get to know that there's so much more to us than just what you've seen on TV, or what you think in your mind. And again, we talk about the society, with even within our own kink community, there are people who have these pre-notions of who we are. So sometimes that's why I say it's okay for us to grow and to be mature as an ABDL. So then other people can, like, get to know us and be like, oh yeah, we know exactly what ABDLs are, and it's not just one specific thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that I've spoken to in the community that were in different communities and heard about the ABDL or engaging with it were like, well, you know, it's all about just not having a responsibility and being this and this. And it was really interesting to me that was the viewpoint on it, because I feel like for me, I have been more engaged and more responsible for myself through the process,
Yes.
learning myself, you know, and
Right.
figuring out what makes me tick, using different things as rewards for myself. Like, and it's been so helpful for me to go. I have a little phrase, you know, I'm baby, right? Very common phrase, but it helps my brain to go, you know what? You don't have to have it all right now. You're baby. Let's do this. And previous to that, I would just kind of be inundated with that feeling of, you're an adult, you should be able to do all of these things and more. And all of, you know, so for me, it's kind of helped me take those moments sometimes if I'm overwhelmed and do little things that normally I wouldn't, you know, I'd just be frozen up for. And it's just, it's, you know, the more I think about it, it's just awesome how much engaging with the lifestyle and the community has helped in so many ways, you know.
Right. The community and the lifestyle for some people can be a lifesaver. And when you are able to understand it, and people who don't get it, it's like, why would you take something away from somebody and it's their life jacket? I would never tell you to not have your coping mechanisms. I would never tell you to go outside without your life jacket. So to me, I feel like people who don't understand, you shouldn't tell another ABDL to not be who they are without your life jacket. And the same for ABDLs. If this is who you are, And this is something that you want to continue to do and to grow and to be mature and to have that community. It's okay to have that ABDL life jacket because we all do. We all have it. And it's okay because you know what? We need to get through life day by day, and everyone gets through it differently. Whether it's, it being an ABDL, whether it's someone who drinks coffee every day, whether it's someone who likes to do yoga, or someone who likes to go to a spin class every night at 5 o'clock for an hour, something I will not be doing. Everyone has their thing that they do, and and it's okay.
I think that it, the diversity of people, you got to extend that to the diversity of what helps us as well, and just be accepting of that, including in ourselves. I remember when my husband and I first got together, he had a stuffed animal. It was a giant penguin he slept with at night, and his name was Ping Pong. And I was like, "What are you doing? You are an adult. Why are you sleeping with a stuffed animal? Aren't you afraid of the outside world seeing you?" And he's like, "Who is in our bedroom to watch me and Ping Pong are fine. We don't care. You can care." It was so good for me to kind of start going, "Oh, this stuff doesn't matter. This stuff doesn't isolate you." And then learning more and more, like, what's actually isolating is separating joy from myself,
I love that. Oh, Malo, that was so good. Oh, I love what you just said. Like, what was isolating was separating the joy from myself. That is, I'm you. That's gonna be my phrase for the rest of this year because I'm going to talk about something personal. For the last couple of months, I've been going through something very difficult with depression, and I've never gone through this before, but I was on medication for my thyroid, and like your thyroid controls like your whole body. And so
Everything,
I lost 100 pounds, and they never adjusted my medication. So I was on the same doses of medication, and then on some meds, they are taking my blood work, and they didn't realize what was going on. And so they're like, "Oh, your meds not working. We're gonna up it." So they kept increasing my medication, but what they should have been doing was decreasing my meds. And so I was literally turning into like this weird zombie. Like I would just come home and I would just go to sleep, and I had no energy and I had nothing. And then one day I had a doctor's appointment and I came in and I couldn't even like sit still, and my hands were shaky, and my doctor took and she was like, "Something's wrong." And I was like, "I don't know." I said, "I just don't feel good." I said, "I just feel like I'm walking through mud." And then they rushed me to get lab works done, and they're like, "Yeah, you are overdosing on your medication." And what's crazy is that I wasn't overdosing on like stuff that I was overdosing on the medication that the doctors was giving me. And then they took me off of all my meds, and then I went through a withdrawal, and then they slowly put me back on my meds. So like for 3 months I've been dealing with these ups and downs, and I'm just now starting to like feel like me again. And that put me in such a bad rut because I was starting to feel like I'm not a good mommy anymore. My partner shouldn't be with me anymore. Maybe I should just like give them an out because, I'm having these medical difficulties and I don't want to like put them in a bad mood. I want them to be with a mommy who can like take care of them. And it put me in a really bad spot. I bring this up because sometimes in our lives, we have to do a self-evaluation and self-care in order for us to get to a place of stability. And when you said that your joy separates you and it makes you isolated, the things that made me happy and the things that brought me joy was slowly leaving me, and it did put me in a place of isolation. So that connected so deeply with me when you said that.
I'm glad it did, because for me, the joy of this lifestyle is what really draws me to it and draws it to myself, with my own joy. So I'm glad that you are connecting with your joy again. Yay. I'm glad you. That is a roller coaster I don't want to be on.
I wouldn't recommend. And like, I talk to my partners, my babies, my littles. I'm like, you guys rock, because they have to. It's so weird. Like, they became my caregivers. I could cry. Like, I'm trying. I'm not gonna cry, but I could cry about it. Like, my littles became my caregivers, and they took care of me so good. I mean, they're like, "What do you, Mama? What do you need? Like, Mama, how can we take care of you? Mama, what do you need? Like, do you need your new medication? Where's what's your dosage this week? Did you call the doctor? Did you go to the doctor? Do you need to go to the ER? Do you need to call your mom? Like, what do we need to do? Should we call your mom right now?" Like, my littles were like on top of everything, and like, there'd be days that like my littles would come over. One lives with me and one stays over the weekend, and I was like just so tired, and I was like, I don't know, I just feel so tired. And my little was like, here, take your, here's a pillow, go lay down, go sleep, I'm gonna cook lunch for us, and then we'll put on a show, then we'll cuddle on the couch. And
I bet it
like,
was
that was, to me, that was like the greatest joy, to see that, how much my littles took on a caregiver role to care for me.
isn't it beautiful that in this little life that some people are like, oh, that's just people being selfish. It's like there's so much love and there's so much connection and there's, I mean, you obviously taught them how to be a good caregiver and help you out. And I really appreciate that about this.
And the same goes for my friends for mental health. Like, I don't know why I feel like I'm gonna cry talking to you, Malo. But like, I had another one. I live in like the Milwaukee, Racine, Chicago area, so it's a lot of us. And we had one of our little friends, and she came out to her parents, and she was one time she was like, "I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving." And she said, and she wasn't asking us to do anything, and she was just like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna like stay at in my dorm for 3 days, and we have to pay extra money for that." And then I was just like, "What? I have a whole place to live in. We have no children." So I was like, "No, pack your bags. You're gonna stay with us for the next 3 days. You're not gonna be alone for the holidays."
Oh,
And so she stayed with us. My mom came over, and my mom was like, "Tisha, why are you always taking in all these people?" Because this is not the first time we've done this with our ABBO friends. Like, and my mom's like, "Every time I turn around, there's someone new." I'm like, "Mom, just be quiet, Mom. Leave us alone." So she came, she goes, "Hi, Tisha's new friend. How you doing?" And then my mom is so cool. Like, my mom, she knows about me and my lifestyle. And so like, I say, "Mom," like, I go, "Mom, just so you know," like, I try to prepare her. Like, my friend, she's like, she's trans and she's transgender. And she's like, "Girl, who cares? It's 2021. True, I don't care about that. Let me come on in." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." I go, "Guys, my mom's coming over. She's really cool and she don't care." I'm like, "All right." So everyone knows my mom. So
love
like,
that.
it's just like, I feel like, it, for me, the lifestyle is for me, I say for me, like, you get to pick your family. And a lot of these people around me in this community, we're like family. So, and that's good for your mental health.
Absolutely, absolutely. That the fact that you sometimes, so people fear that they're going to be isolated, so they isolate themselves and all these things. I wish people would be more engaging with themselves. If it's not the ABDL community, whatever they're to engage in, and I wish people would engage with that more and understand that not only are you going to find connection with yourself, you'll eventually find connection with others as well. And it's more isolating to try to live a life that doesn't make you happy and doesn't fulfill you.
I totally agree. So I think we have like one more topic we're going to talk about. What was the next topic, the last topic?
Let's see. We talked about self-care, some personal experiences. We've kind of been talking about hiding that portion of ourselves, you know,
Oh,
or
you're.
but I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about me, about me. But for me personally, with the little lifestyle, even before I knew about the community at large or had, you know, lovely terms that can be so helpful sometimes, it was something that I really pushed away from myself a lot. And I strove so hard to hide it. I really felt like it made me a bad person to want to do childish things.
Yeah,
And
I get it.
so it just, it, so I really had a hard time connecting. And when you feel that this deep inner desire for you is bad, it makes you a bad person. You can't be a mentally healthy person if you're not engaging with that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think getting healthy over the years like kind of helped me get to the spot where I could begin to accept it, and I was engaging with it, and then I found community and I found other people, and I found that this wasn't just me, and I had podcasts and terminology and everything. And that was such a boost to my mental health, like such a boost. And I'm like gushing about it, but connecting to myself that way has been everything. And that's something I was really worried about being in a long-term relationship. My husband and I have been together for almost 11 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, he's always known I'm a little weird, but he is too. But you know, this is a whole nother
Yeah.
level for people, you know. And so it's funny, at the beginning I would kind of show him some little videos and stuff and talk to him, and I'd just be like, okay, well, I'm gonna get really weird. And he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, use a sippy cup and watch some cartoons. And he'd be like, well, okay. And it was so funny, me just keep saying, I'm getting ready to be weird. And he'll be like, what are you going to be weird about now? And I just say something, and he would just find it funny. And saying it out loud helped me realize that's not weird. It's not weird. Even people that aren't ABDLs watch cartoons. You know, it's not weird. So sometimes just having those little moments of going, I'm going to do something weird, and then say it helps me realize not weird, it's fine.
It's
And we've
fine.
got to the point where now I don't think I could surprise him with much, honestly.
Yeah. You know, what comes down to it, like, we're not weird. We're
No, we're
not.
not.
Like, people, like, if you look at any house in America, I'm sure someone's doing something like, oh, that's different. But no, you know, it's good. And I just feel like for everyone who is out there, who's listening to this, channel or podcast, is that I always end by saying it's okay to be you. And I say that, oh, hope I don't cry, is because I was always told that it wasn't okay to be me. What I mean by that was I was a black girl who didn't fit in with the black, with the other black girls. I was a black girl who didn't fit in with the white girls, and I was a girl who was totally in love with the band Hanson and thought I was gonna marry Taylor Hanson and we're gonna have like beautiful mixed babies, and I had a whole mind of my own, and I used to be ashamed to be who I was because I felt like I had to fit in a group, but then I realized I just didn't fit and I just had to figure out me and then just be okay with me. And then everything else around me would just surround me and then just be okay with that. And so that's why I always end what I say, it's okay to be you, because I believe that so many people are told that it's not okay to be who you are. And I just want whoever who are ABDLs or whoever you are in your life, It's okay to be you. If you're doing things that are legal, you're doing things that's not hurting anyone, you're not doing anything that you're not forcing anything upon children or anything like that to that nature, be you. Explore. Have fun in your life. Enjoy and find the joy in your life. And being an ABDL is a great lifestyle to have, especially when you find the community and the support system that is positive for you. And I just want to leave that with everyone. I want to leave that positivity is that you can be happy with the mommy or with the caregiver or without a caregiver. You can still find those joys within the lifestyle. And I hope that people continue to grow and want to grow in a lifestyle. And what about you, baby Milo?
I hope that as people find their joy, they understand that joy, that's what connects you to you, but it's also what connects people to you in this lifestyle as well. As just accepting it from the outside. You know, my family and friends that know about me at first, they're like, well, okay. But all of them said, you're so much happier. There's so much joy on your face. You're such a much, more rounded individual. In more ways than one. But I want everyone to be willing to embrace that joy for themselves and know that that joy connects you to life. And it's not always easy to find, but you shouldn't be ashamed for having joy for these things. It's a beautiful thing.
Right, I totally agree. And I'm going to link numbers for hotlines for mental health that you can talk to someone if you need to speak with someone. They're really good hotlines, and even if they're not in your city, they're able to help connect you to services in your cities. I do believe in that you should be connected to those resources. So I'm going to, in the description, I will be linking some phone numbers. So if anyone feels like I need to talk to someone more and just to talk to someone, because I need to just expel something, sometimes just getting it out to communicate with someone is a good thing. And so I'm going to have some numbers where people can call if they need to speak with somebody and communicate. And I believe in healthy mental health, having a healthy mind. So I want to thank Baby Malo for coming on my show today. And I will be having more interviews. And to everyone out there, have a crinkletastic day. Be you. And just continue to find that joy in your life. And I want to say bye out there.